Jennifer Campbell is back with us from Vitalant. Had a good weekend. I saw in the email you had a really good weekend.
We did. Yes. We didn't know what we were in for with those mall blood drives and those kind of pop-up type things. You never know. And so thanks to you guys and getting the word out. We go into some of those with just very few appointments, and we're out there with our fingers crossed and going, I hope the message is getting out.
Right.
And it worked. We had a great turnout and just fun people coming out to donate. And so we had a really, really successful day in a time that we definitely needed it. I mean, our government's even getting involved now because of the low blood supply. I know Red Cross is on an appeal level that they've never been on in the last 4 years. Second lowest summer they've ever seen in history of donations. And so we're not to this point, but they're at about a half a day blood supply and should be at about 5 days. And so that's when surgeries have to be canceled and decisions have to be made of who deserves this blood right now.
Right. So. And a lot of people are depending on surgeries for whatever, you know, they have it scheduled and they need it, but yet they have to put their health needs off.
Right. Yes. So this is, I mean, we've talked about this before, but gosh, if you've been given the God-given gift of health, I mean, we take it for granted sometimes how we just have good health, good for us. But you know what? It's our opportunity to share that. And so just by donating blood, you're sharing your health. That's, you know, such a gift that people don't always have.
And what is this? Every 2 months, then you're eligible to donate?
Yes. It depends on when you donate, it depends on what you're actually giving. And they kind of walk you through what the options are for the blood type you have and all of that. But every 8 to 16 weeks is what we recommend. And so the soonest somebody can donate is every 8 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
And type O is what you're in desperate need of.
Yes. And if you don't know your blood type, it's another great reason to come out. We test that and we share it with you, so you've always got that with you.
But if you have A, B, whatever blood type, you can still donate and you'll use that too.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep. The blood types will be used. I guarantee that. That's a situation that we're in. So asking everybody to take a look, get on Vitalant.org, see what blood drive is in your community. We're all across the state of North Dakota, Western Minnesota, and Northern South Dakota, and just check out a blood drive that's near you or go into one of the fixed sites in our different locations, and we'd love to have you roll up your sleeve for the first time.
Make it easy. Yeah. They make it so easy. And keep in mind, we are a critical shortage. Right? O-type blood, O-positive, O-negative, needed more than ever. And you know, when type O blood is used the most and it's in the lowest supply we've ever had, we're critical. So, and you'll never think about this as much as when you or someone you love needs blood.
Yes.
When that hits you, you go, oh man, okay.
Yeah.
I got to become a donor.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, the blood banking industry is a little unique, and it's when you think about it, like we serve certain hospitals. Vitalant serves most of the hospitals in North Dakota, and so we're the main supplier. If worse comes to worse, there's a place you can go it's ABC, it's a blood center organization that we can go and buy blood off the open market that has been drawn by another blood center type of thing. So there's kind of like a store you can go to. If worse comes to worse, you can't get it yourself, then you can go try to buy it. Well, that's depleted as well. So this is where the problem lies, is that Red Cross can't go grab anything off that shelf. We can't go grab anything. Everybody's in that panic mode of we've got to do even more than we plan to do this summer and really get people to come out and try to help out the supply overall nationwide. So anything people can do.
We got to maintain the awareness because we can't run out.
Now, what is the process for a first time donor if they're kind of unsure about, how this thing works and what to do?
Yeah. So really you come in, you make sure you bring your ID. We have to have a photo ID when you come in. And basically, we go through a simple health questionnaire, 10 to 15 minutes it takes to go through this health questionnaire, make sure you qualify and that you're feeling healthy and well. And then the blood draw itself takes about 7 to 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. So it's a really pretty quick process. And then you have snacks and you're on your way out the door. So it's really pretty simple.
Snacks? That's always good.
I know. You can't go wrong with that. We'll take care of you with the snacks. So, yeah, it's a simple process. If you're not able to donate, we always ask you to help find different donors or suggest this. If you're hearing this message and you know somebody that's healthy, if your husband or wife or, kids are at the age where they can donate, et cetera, encourage them to step up and donate or do it with a friend and come out and do something together that's actually giving back. if you're a regular coffee meter for your friends, how about you go donate blood first and then go have coffee? Or if you're going to go to lunch, go to lunch and then come over.
There you go.
Yeah. And you can sign up on your website, too, so there's no waiting. You can get right in, and you have your appointment.
Yes. And keep in mind, too, during August, there's a $15 gift card when you use a promo code. And the Vitalin Donor Rewards is pretty cool. I was just looking at the website with this, Jenna. And so you can use these donor rewards like at Amazon or Apple or Barnes & Noble. There's a ton of different stores and outlets you can use the thing at for. So $15 is better than a sharp stick in the eye.
Yeah.
My mom used to say.
Yeah. And people a lot of time will accumulate their points and then they'll buy something bigger and, you know, that's that type of thing. So you can definitely be rewarded for what you're doing. And there's all kinds of things on there. You can get T-shirts, you can get mugs, you can get, you know, use it for whatever you want. Amazon. Anything you want.
Dominoes.
Yes. And there's just a few more days that you can sign up to win the car. And guess what? You can't win if you don't sign up.
That's true.
We want to be able to give the car away in our area. That would be super cool.
And this is any car you want. There's a certain price point that you can spend up to, but you can pick out anything you want.
Yep. We apply that to the dealership of your choice.
Nice.
And so, there's a dollar amount that we give towards that. I think it's $30,000 or $35,000. I should know that, but towards a vehicle. So yeah, it's pretty cool that we are able to offer something like that. And the other thing I wanted to mention is, you know, school's coming around the corner. Lots of things are starting to happen again for families. One of the cool things we're offering, and we only offer this in our North Dakota Vitalant right now, is we have a nonprofit give back program. So if you have kids in sports programs or they're fundraising and trying to raise money for different events and different things, or any nonprofit that you can think of, but a lot of times people forget that their kids' club sports is a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And so if they're doing fundraisers, they can actually do blood drives and we'll pay them. And so for every donor that comes in, it's $10. And so they can win, you know, get $300, $600, $1,000, depending on the number of donors that they get in. But a lot of times they'll set it up for the day that they're taking pictures with the hockey team or the baseball team or whatever.
Or your college group, too. I mean, the colleges are going to be in swing here, your sororities or whatever your
side groups. We want to get some more groups from the campuses for sure, little competitions between sororities, fraternities, that type of thing. Anything we can do to get the message out there. Churches is another big one. That's a nonprofit that we can give the money back to. So we're asking a lot of churches to step up. If you're part of a church that doesn't host a blood drive, it just feels like a natural thing to do is to have a church that hosts blood drives on a regular basis. So we would love to have a conversation with anybody that's interested in helping us out.
And you can do it in remembrance of a loved one like you did. And you had a great turnout yours.
And I'm so excited to do it next year. Honestly, it was just so fun to have a remembrance drive in honor of my daughter. And there's just so many great things that came from that. I mean, besides that everybody helped save a life, that was really cool. But just the conversations we got to have around her and her, you know, how she touched people over the years and everything. So there's all good things that come from this. You never walk away from doing a blood drive and feeling bad that you spent your time doing that.
Exactly.
Honestly.
Jen, I think the Save Our Summer, again, the 3 days that you have, we are at West Acres, 147 people donated. They were able to collect 138 pints. But I'm blown away by 34 first-time donors, and that's what we need.
Yes.
If you've never done it before, come on in. Get into a blood drive and go in. If you're out and about today, they're going to be at Bully Brew Coffee in Fargo from 8 till 10:30. So that's going on right now. Center for Plastic Surgery starts at 12:30, and the donor party in Mandan. Got one going on today. Then you're in Devil's Lake on Monday. Or Detroit Lakes. I'm sorry, Detroit Lakes on Monday.
Yes.
Yeah. At the Mountain, Detroit Mountain, and then over with my friend Jeff Layton at Layton Media on Monday, and then Tuesday, NDSU and Vogel Law Firm. So if you want to host a drive, maybe your business or just like she said for your deal, 877-25-VITAL is the number. 877-25-8425. That's how you get a hold of them, or Vitalant.org.
Absolutely. And you just rambled off a variety of types of businesses. There's not a business that we wouldn't do a blood drive with. So let's just get creative and have something where you're doing something good for the community, and it raises the spirits of your employees, and everybody feels good giving back. And it's just a good all-around feel. So if we can get you to participate, we would love to talk with you. Just reach out anytime, and we'll walk you through the steps.
Very easy to help save a life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Jennifer Campbell, love you. Love the team. Aww. Keep up the great work. Keep it up. And anything we can ever do, just let us know. Anything
last minute. Thank you, guys. You're amazing.
Yep. Anytime. Vitalant.org. Let's get the supplies back up. Come on now. Got to do this. Unbelievable.